Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm having a brunch party with a few of my former bridesmaids. All of the best breakfast, lunch, and brunch bases will be covered. Starting with my sweet and fluffy blueberry blintzes, a satisfying bagel salad with soft-cooked eggs, and crispy walnut sausage patties. If you need me, I'll be having brunch all day.
Hey, this is me, Molly A. I'm a cookbook author and food blogger. This is my husband, Nick. And this is our home, our farm on the North Dakota-Minnesota border. The place where I eat, sleep, and breathe food. My food is a delicious mix of my Chinese and Jewish heritage and a taste of the Midwest.
A few of my former bridesmaids are visiting from out of town, and I'm using that as the perfect excuse to throw a banging brunch. And when I think of brunch, blintzes immediately make their way into that same thought bubble. Make me, love me, eat me. My blueberry blintzes are super fluffy, and they've got a sweet lemon ricotta filling and a juicy blueberry topping. To get started, I'm gonna whip up a blintz batter right in my blender, which is a tongue twister if I ever heard one. I've got a cup and a half of whole milk, two large eggs. I'll add a half teaspoon of kosher salt and 1 1/4 cups of all-purpose flour. This is a really simple blintz batter and you can use it for sweet blintzes or savory. And I'll blend this up until it's combined. Now, I wanna let my batter sit for at least 30 minutes so that the air bubbles settle. If there are too many air bubbles in it, that could cause my blintzes to fall apart. If you wanted to make this batter the night before and keep it in the fridge, you could definitely do that. So while this sits, I'm gonna make my ricotta filling. This filling is sweet and tangy. It's a nice surprise with that first big bite. I'll start with an egg and then a block of softened cream cheese. Okay, now I'm gonna whip this up just to get the cream cheese really creamy. Now that this is super soft, I'm gonna fold in some ricotta, which will add that fluffy element. I love ricotta. It's just a really nice, mildly sweet flavor that will play perfectly in this filling. And now the rest of the ingredients that I'm adding are just gonna enhance the blueberry and the cheese flavors. So I'm gonna sweeten this with 3 tablespoons of honey. This filling isn't gonna be too sweet, which is what I like about it. It's a sophisticated filling. I'm gonna add some lemon zest and juice. Always zest it before you juice it, because if you've ever tried to zest a juiced lemon, it's kind of tricky. And the lemon will liven up all of these flavors in this filling. I'll add a squeeze of lemon juice, a pinch of salt, a little bit of ground cardamom will go really nicely with the blueberries on top. It adds a nice woodsy floral note. And then a small splash of almond extract will also tie these flavors together beautifully. And what I like about all the flavors in these blintzes is that there isn't anything that's too extreme. It's just all very beautifully balanced and soothing. This is smooth and fluffy. It's exactly where I want it. I'm gonna stick it in the fridge now for a bit to firm up slightly. It'll make it easier to work with when I assemble. My batter is ready, and now I'm gonna cook up my blintzes. So I've got a non-stick skillet heating here, and now I'm gonna pour in a third of a cup of batter. That'll be the perfect amount. And then I'm gonna swirl this around to get the bottom evenly coated. And I'm gonna cook this for a minute or two until the bottom is set. I'll know it's set when it comes easily off the pan and it's opaque. The edges of my blintz are starting to curl up and come off the pan, so I know that it's ready. I'm not actually flipping it and cooking it on the other side. I just need to cook it on the bottom. Ultimately, once I fill these, they're gonna go back in the pan for another fry, so they are gonna get fully cooked then. And I'm gonna stack them up with pieces of parchment paper in between so that they don't stick together. It's time for my favorite part, filling the blintzes. I've got my sweet ricotta mixture here, and I'm gonna spoon a quarter cup of it just slightly below the center of my blintz. And then I'm gonna fold the bottom up over the filling. I'll fold the sides in. These are so pillowy soft. They're so nice to work with. And then ultimately, these are going to get fried and crispy on the outside. It's brunch all day on the farm. My blintzes are filled and folded and ready for a quick pan fry to get them golden and crisp. But first, I'm gonna make my blueberry topping. It's an easy fruity topping that's beautiful and bright. I'm gonna start with a half cup of fresh blueberries. I'm gonna add a squeeze of lemon juice. This will add a nice hit of acidity. I'll add 2 tablespoons of honey. And then I'm also gonna add a quarter cup of sugar. And the sugar will dissolve and the honey will make kind of like a nice sweet syrup for this topping. A little pinch of cardamom will complement the cardamom that's in the blintz filling. And now we'll toss these together, and I'm gonna kind of mash the blueberries so that their juices come out and mingle with the sugar, and I'm gonna get some really nice textures here. Oh, I just got a whiff of that cardamom. It's so warm and delightful. This is a great all-purpose blueberry sauce. I like it because it's no-cook, and you can have it on anything. Ice cream, pancakes, waffles, easy. Okay, this is getting to be purple. And now I'm gonna fold in another cup of blueberries and I'm gonna keep them whole so that there's a nice variety of textures in the topping. And then I'm gonna let this sit. And as this sits, the blueberries are gonna marinate in their juices and the flavors are gonna get better and better. And now meanwhile, I'll fry up my blintzes. I'll add a little bit of neutral oil to my pan. I'll swirl this around and then I'll fry these in batches. I don't wanna crowd my pan. And they'll cook for about 2 minutes on each side until they're golden and crispy. Oh, I can't wait to eat these. Okay, I think they're ready to flip. These are stunning. So the first time I had homemade blintzes, they blew my mind. Crispy on the outside and pillowy soft on the inside and just perfectly subtly sweet. Blintzes are next level brunch food. Okay, I'm gonna let these fry for another 2 minutes so that they can get crispy on the other side, and then I'm gonna keep on frying these in batches. You guys are beautiful. There's still enough oil in my pan, but if it looks dry, you can just add a little more oil. These look insane. Now I've just gotta platter them up. Okay, on my serving platter, I'm gonna layer them. I can feel how crisp they are. I can't wait to eat these. And now I'll spoon the blueberry topping all over. Mmm. These are what brunch dreams are made of.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm having a few of my former bridesmaids over for a ladies' brunch, and I am making them a salad mashup that's going to rock their world. My bagel salad has it all. It's a crisp green salad tossed with all of my favorite bagel fixins. I'm gonna make some everything bagel croutons, my little cream cheese balls rolled in everything bagel seasoning, and then place it on a bed of greens with soft cooked eggs, tons of veggies, and a really nice zingy dressing. To get started, I'm gonna make some bagel croutons. I've got 2 day old everything bagels here, and I'm gonna melt some butter in my pan. I love making stovetop croutons and letting them get crispy on the outside, but still a little chewy on the inside. I'll let this melt while I tear up my bagels. This is a great way to use up day old bagels. I'll just tear them into big rustic chunks. These are gonna be really pretty croutons. Pretty much every year for my birthday, Nick orders a huge box of bagels from my favorite spot in New York. And then for a few days after my birthday, I eat only those bagels. And then after that, we have bagels left over, but I feel like I need a salad. So that's why I invented this salad. It's for when you wanna eat a bagel, but you need a salad. Okay, I'll toss these around and I'll let these get toasty while I grab my cream cheese. I've got my cream cheese here. Keeping it cold will help me easily chop it into cubes. And what I'm gonna do is just chop it into 1/2 inch, 3/4 inch cubes. And then this is gonna get rolled into cute little balls. I just figured this would be a fun way to get cream cheese into the bagel salad. Cause you have to have cream cheese in a bagel salad. So I have my everything bagel topping here. Store-bought will work, but I usually just make my own. It's so easy. I use equal parts poppy seeds, sesame seeds, dried minced garlic, and dried minced onion, and then a little pinch of salt. And then I'm gonna add this to my plate. This part's fun. I'm gonna transfer my cream cheese cubes right to the everything bagel topping, and then coat them all over in the topping. Get these all coated. And then once they're coated, I'm gonna roll them into round balls. I know for a fact that my bridesmaids who are coming over later love bagels because at my bridal shower, my mom put together this huge bagel spread and we did paint your own pottery and ate bagels and it was the best. My girlfriends are on their way here for brunch and I'm working on my crisp and bright bagel salad. My cream cheese balls are ready and my bagel croutons are toasting in the pan. Now I'm gonna get together my vegetables. I've got a cucumber, some scallions, my greens, and some eggs. And then I've also got some tomatoes and a red onion. I'll first lay down a nice bed of fluffy greens. Next, I'm gonna chop up my tomatoes, some nice pretty wedges. Okay, and now I'm gonna slice up a red onion. Onions and bagels, a match made in heaven. Now I'm gonna slice up 1/2 of an English cucumber. It adds nice crunch. This is gonna be a really crunchy salad. But now it needs some non-veggie things. I've got 4 eggs here that I've boiled for 7 minutes, which is the perfect amount of time to get the yolks just set. I'll chop these in half. Oh yeah, that's perfect. See, the middle is still like a tiny bit runny. I love that texture. And I'll arrange these all over. It's a breakfast salad, you've gotta have eggs. And now I'm gonna add my cream cheese balls. No cream cheese ball left behind. Okay, I'm gonna check on my croutons now. These are getting really nice color. They sound crisp, but they're still a little soft in the middle, which is just how I like them. I'm gonna remove these from the heat, and then I'm just gonna transfer them to my plate, and now I'll arrange these all over my salad. Oh, I love bagels so much.
So good.
Okay, next I'm going to sprinkle this with some chopped scallions because scallion cream cheese is the best. I'm going to finely chop these full scallions, and I'm only going to sprinkle on the greens, and then I'm going to save the white parts of the scallions for my dressing. I'll sprinkle these all over, and then I'll add a little fresh dill. This dill smells so fresh. Make it rain dill. Okay, and now I'm going to sprinkle with a little salt and pepper. I want to make sure to salt and pepper the eggs. A soft-cooked egg without visible flecks of salt and pepper just looks wrong to me. This looks amazing. It's so colorful. Now I just need to whip up a quick honey mustard dressing. This dressing is zingy and a little sweet. It complements the salad really nicely. I'll start with a squeeze of fresh lemon juice. A teaspoon of honey will add just the right amount of sweetness. A tablespoon of Dijon mustard is really good in this. And I'll whisk this together. And then as I'm whisking, I'm gonna drizzle in about half a cup of good olive oil. And whisking it constantly as I drizzle in the oil will allow it to emulsify and thicken. I'm gonna toss in the white parts of my scallions so that they can kind of infuse the dressing with that scallion flavor. And then I'll season with salt and pepper. I'll just sneak a taste. There's the perfect amount of brightness and sweetness in the dressing. It's really gonna complement my salad nicely. The salad is so beautiful. It's like a bagel married a salad. My friends are gonna love it. I'm gonna wait to dress it until right before they get here. I'm in full-on brunch mode. A few of my friends are coming over later to indulge with me, and I'm making them my walnut sausage patties. They're loaded with maple flavor, and they've got a great crisp exterior, and they're totally walnut-based. There's no meat. So to get started, I'm gonna add 1.5 cups of toasted walnuts to my food processor. I love walnuts. They have a great meaty texture, and the flavor of them goes so well with maple. 3/4 teaspoon of kosher salt. I'm gonna add loads of herbs here. 1 teaspoon each of dried sage and thyme. It'll add great earthiness. 1/2 teaspoon of dried rosemary. I always think of Bernie when I use rosemary because rosemary is her middle name. 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg, and a few pinches of crushed red pepper and freshly ground black pepper. Okay, I'm also gonna add some sweetness with some brown sugar, as well as maple syrup. And I like the combination of those two sugars because the brown sugar adds nice molasses flavor, and of course the maple syrup is just the flavor of breakfast. Next, I'm gonna add 1 1/4 cup of quick cooking oats, and these will add great texture and help bind it together. And then 3 eggs will bring this all together. And now I'll pulse to combine. Okay, this is perfect. It's blended together, but there are still some coarse bits of walnut in there, which I want for the texture. Okay, now I'm gonna heat up some oil to fry my patties. And then I'll grab my scoop, and I'll scoop some patties directly into the pan. These are kind of like walnut fritters. I'm just gently flattening these out so that they're patty-shaped, and then I'm gonna let them cook on both sides until they're crisp. They smell so good already. I can't wait for Jacqueline to try these. She's been a vegetarian for as long as I've known her. And I'm not a vegetarian, but I love these. They taste so good. They're just packed with flavor. I can't wait to have these with our blintzes. These are looking beautifully crisp on the bottom, so I'm ready to flip. The color looks great. I've got a nice crisp exterior. Now I'll cook these for another few minutes until they're brown on the bottom, and then I'll transfer them to a wire rack to drain. My bridesmaids are gonna go bananas for these. I'm gonna keep on frying these in batches, and then it'll be time for brunch. Welcome to my brunch club.
Yes.
Okay.
This looks amazing.
I'll have some sausage.
Oh, yeah.
This is my walnut sausage, and it's vegetarian.
Perfect.
So you can eat it.
Thank you so much.
You're gonna love them.
We're like, excuse me.
This tastes exactly like sausage.
And it looks like sausage.
It's delicious. I can taste the sage in here. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Molly, these blintzes are so good.
Bacon.
Do you remember the morning of your wedding and you were like, I want it to snow, and it actually did?
And it snowed.
Surprisingly, -27 was not as cold as I thought.
See?
Because the love really just warmed everybody up.
Yeah, the love and the whiskey. Yeah.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.